This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Correlation's very own Rob Landis, Lori Page, and Dwayne Jacobs talking about all the executive moves at Correlation lately. As we all know, Rob is now the new president of Correlation, and Lori Page is now the COO of Correlation, and Dwayne is now the CTO at Correlation. So we have them on the show to talk about their new positions, what's the philosophy behind all these moves, and what's in store for 2022. So check it out. Here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And as you can see, we have a full screen today from the fine folks at Correlation. And I'm going to do introductions right below me. I'm going to go ladies first, Lori Page. Lori, how are you?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you.
You are welcome. And then right down diagonal from me, Mr. Rob Landis. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Dwayne Jacobs, also from Correlation. How are you, Dwayne?
Doing equally as great, Mike. Thanks.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you guys here because you guys are here for a big reason because there's been a lot of change at Correlation. And it's all good. It's all good. So we're going to get into that here, some executive moves, so to speak. But Rob, I'm going to start with you first because it's been in the news that you are now the Correlation president. Congratulations, sir. Well done. So, and then Dwayne is now the new chief technology officer. Is that right, Dwayne?
Correct.
Okay. And then Lori, and you are the chief operating officer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. We got it set here. So Rob, I'm coming back to you. I did it. Well, I'm coming back to you. So what's the philosophy behind the recent executive moves at Correlation? I mean, with you included in there. So, mm-hmm. what was the story behind the scene, so to speak?
Sure. Up to this point, I had been chief operating officer and Teresa Benavidez had been our president and CEO since our founding. And, she remains our CEO and she and I work very closely every single day. Some of the concept was let me and really let the rest of this, the full executive team take over a little bit more of the day to day, carry some more of the water that Teresa had carried since our founding back in 2009. And so we're really excited. We've been working very hard as an organization and as individuals to really get ready for trying to build on the foundation that's been provided for us and take the organization to the next level.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a pretty darn good foundation for sure. So with everybody in place now, Rob, who knows if there's going to be any more changes, we'll see that. But what are Correlation's goals here for 2022 with everybody kind of now set in their spots and ready to rock and roll here?
Yeah. Well, really, the goal is to get to as we've talked about internally, to achieve excellence at our jobs, at our primary business. We want to be the very, very best core vendor. We believe we already are, but there's always room for improvement. We're looking to make sure that we're taking every advantage and every opportunity about some of the changes around Correlation. We've gone to a remote work model. We've been able to hire talent from across the entire country. We want to find ways that to translate what we used to do in a headquarters building into a distributed workforce. And even if we were still all sitting together, cube by cube instead of here in our respective living rooms, there were still going to be ways that we could be better at what we provide.
Yeah.
So really, it's our goal to tighten up anything that needs tightening and to be the very, very best core vendor out there. The sky's the limit. Once we've done that, we're going to go right back to the drawing board and see what else we can improve. So our focus is excellence. Getting there, maintaining it, and pushing the envelope on it.
Right on. Good stuff for sure. And Creightons, they deserve it because they're out there every day. They're literally changing lives. And so when they can provide, the best technology out there, that's always a good thing for sure. So Lori, I'm coming to you. Congratulations on becoming Correlation COO. So how does it feel and what are your initial plans in this position?
Well, it's exciting. I am very humbled and honored. I've worked here at Correlation for just over 6 years, but came from an IT industry and an executive role there for several years. So I'm just excited because I really know the lay of the land here at Correlation now. I've been able to see the conversion process from beginning to end, mm-hmm. the operations, even delve into a little bit of my own converting data and getting to know the core system. So out the box, we are going to be, as Rob said, really striving for excellence, which means looking at all of our processes mm-hmm. and where we can be more efficient, whether that's also in training our leadership teams, our management and supervisors, making sure that they are leading our employees and being consistent in how they do that. And I know, you know, retaining employees across the organizations, not just your correlation, that's been a major challenge. And so we want to make sure we're staying on top of that and really giving our managers and supervisors the tools to do that. Speaking of tools, we have tools that we use here at Correlation. So we want to make sure we've got the right tools in place. And we also want to make sure that our folks understand how to use it and that we're best organized to fulfill all the project needs, whether that's converting our clients in a timely manner, getting their mergers done in a timely manner. Those are the things that we want to stay on top of and be ready to respond and there for our clients.
That's
just a few.
Yeah, that last one, you might be a little bit busy in 2022. There's a lot of M&A activity on there. So yeah, you guys will be busy for sure. Next question, Lori. And speaking of Rob, you obviously were the previous COO. So how are you two working together to kind of make this a seamless transition? Because obviously you guys work closely together each and every day anyway. But how are you guys working together, Lori, to really, I mean, like Rob said, take it to another level?
Yeah. Well, I'm very fortunate because I've had the honor of working under Rob for the last 3+ years. And we do share a lot of the same core values. So we've already started working just this week after the announcement to transition, you know, his direct reports under the operations area to me to start moving through backfilling my position and also focusing on the different process improvement initiatives. He heads up the PIT team, as we call it here at Correlation. That's one thing that will be moving my way. And just focusing on our clients as well and all the relationships that he's started building that I will be taking on as well and helping with. So we've got a road ahead of us, and we're just getting started this week on what that will look like.
Right on. Rob, did you want to add anything to
I do. I've, you know, one way that I've hopefully paved the way for Lori is to let her know that there are no sacred cows in operations. I actually, I have high hopes that I will make an even better president than I made a COO. And I have every expectation that Lori will make a better COO than I was. So anywhere that she sees opportunity for improvement, I mean, you heard that theme. We're looking, we're doing a point, taking this as an opportunity for reflection. What do we do well? What can we do better? And I've made sure that she knows that just because I might have created a you know, the organization or a process or something, if there's an opportunity to improve, that's her lane, and I hope she's able to take it and push it. So,
all right, there you have it, Lori. There you have it, Lori.
Yeah, we have a lot of metrics we want to gather. I mean, we really do need to manage by facts and. You know, we're doing really well, but we've got some additional building we want to do. So there's just a lot of exciting stuff, a long list of things that we want to get working on. So we're going to prioritize those and get moving right out of the gate.
It's like owning a home. No matter how nice it is, you want to work on it and make it better. There's always something to do. So always something to fix, always something to make better. So yeah, indeed. All right, Dwayne, thank you for being so patient up there in the corner there. So I'm coming to you now. We're talking technology. So congratulations on becoming the new CTO there. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Lori. How does it feel? And what are some initial plans from your neck of the woods in the technology area?
First, thank you, Mike, for the congratulations. And I'd also like to thank Rob, Teresa, and John, and the rest of the executive team for the opportunity. I'm so excited, so honored for the chance to join such an awesome team. You know, I guess my initial plans, it's a little bit more tactical. It includes all the things that Lori mentioned, but you know, first order of business from my perspective is to also ensure that I find a great replacement. You know, I plan to go through an exhaustive search internally as well as externally, you know, bring the right leader to the company to help us continue on our trajectory and, you know, bring the company to even greater heights. So number one, find my replacement. Another thing that I really want to focus on is, and I plan to work with Jeff and the other executives and our clients on this, is to ensure that, you know, our product strategy is rock solid, and that it provides, you know, a rich set of capabilities that will help our customers continue to grow. So, you know, I plan to put some quite a bit of time in that. And, you know, we've got a great product roadmap today, and we're going to continue to do that over, you know, over the next years.
Okay. And you mentioned Jeff earlier, because he was, he's now what, Chief Innovation Officer, Rob? CIO? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So now Dwayne, CTO. So how did you guys work together? Again, I'm posing kind of the same question I did with Lori, but how are you guys working together to kind of make this a seamless transition? And as we all know, technology changes in the bat of an eye. I mean, something major will have happened by the time this interview is over. So how are you guys working together to make this a seamless process and to keep the pedal to the metal, as they say, in the technology world?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. You know, I've been with Correlation actually 3 years now. Just like Rob was Lori's manager, Jeff was my manager. Mm-hmm. And Jeff and I are very much alike. You know, we're both very curious, and we bring a lot of interesting ideas to the table. I think Rob would attest to that, you know, in the area of people, process, and technology. And, you know, we've worked together, and we're going to continue to work together. And we're going to continue to bounce ideas, you know, off of each other as we progress our offering, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Jeff brings a lot of correlation perspective to the table. I mean, seeing how he's been here since the start. And I bring a lot of outside perspective. You know, I come from fintech, the competition, and other industry verticals. And all of that, you know, Jeff's perspective, my perspective, you know, partnership, that makes for some great results.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers how we would work together.
Yeah. And you kind of answered my next question too, because I was going to ask you how your previous experience will impact this position. And I think you answered it, but there's always, again, it's technology is changing so fast, especially in the financial services industry. It's just, your head just spins. So anything else to add on that one?
Yeah, I would say, you know, not only, you know, the financial services or fintech experience that I have, but also, you know, it includes other companies and other industry verticals. And, you know, what those experience do is to bring more diverse technology, more diverse thinking to the table, right? And, you know, those can be directly or indirectly applicable to our product set and our industry. So, you know, those experiences will lead to some interesting, innovative products for our clients.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, it kind of gives you guys a broader perspective for sure. So Rob, I'm coming back to you. Any final thoughts here on Correlation's moves in relation to today's industry trends? Because, I mean, actually, Lori mentioned earlier about mergers. I mean, that's going to be a biggie in 2022, I think. So, I mean, just using that as an example, what do you see on the horizon here?
No, I think that, again, each of our respective promotions kind of speaks to Correlation's approach to what's happening. We're aware that the industry is shifting. So even things that are typical for what a core vendor to provide, frequency and the demand is going to shift. As an example, we formed a dedicated merger team to address the anticipated demand in 2022. And both of my colleagues here played a major part in putting that together. I think the one thing we can expect is change. And so by putting each of us into our respective positions, what Correlation we've been able to do is position ourselves to be ready for whatever that might entail. As an example, just to add to Dwayne's response about how he and Jeff can work together, we have someone who's been a founder of this organization, who is a visionary, who can project out of where this product and this company can go, and we can complement that's Jeff, and we can complement him with Dwayne, who has experience in helping organizations to grow to accomplish those kinds of goals, to reach whatever that next step might be. You know, I've had my experience within the operations of Correlation. I've done, you know, virtually every job.
I know you've done almost everything at Correlation.
Didn't require coding. That's the one I just cannot do. And I know it. But so I have a lot of frame of reference from seeing this organization grow, but complemented by Lori, who's come in from outside of industry, has succeeded, achieved excellent, award-winning excellence in support and in implementations processes. We have more people in the room. We have more perspective in the room so that we could be fantastic at what we do today. Yeah. And we can be ready for what we want to do in the future, what the movement and the industry asks of us, and where we want to take our product and our processes, our company. So we're in the captain's seat. It's an exciting time. It's an inflection point for Correlation to be able to serve our clients the way we always have, and then get ready for what might come next.
Yeah, no doubt. And who knows what that's going to be for sure, but you guys will be ready. I know it for sure. Yeah. You guys knock it out of the park every time. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lori. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really, I'm really excited to see what the next chapter is for Correlation in 2022 and beyond as well. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. So, but thank you so much for being here today. And I'm not going to keep you too much longer from your jobs, but I know you got to get back to work. But thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you.
Mike. You are.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.